This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And today, we're all decked out in green for the St. Patrick's Day weekend, and we've got an armful of Irish records to celebrate. And we'll continue our countdown of the biggest hits from this weekend in 1956. And here in our spotlight year, the youngsters are enjoying Play-Doh and the Corgi die-cast model cars. For the older kids and the college students, everyone's tossing around a Frisbee. And there's the popular new board game Yahtzee. And one of the hottest records in the country belongs to Les Baxter. He's at number 5 on the Billboard Top 100 this week with an instrumental version of The Poor People of Paris. Les Baxter's Orchestra and the Poor People of Paris. The original French song was called The Ballad of Poor John. The English title comes about because of a misinterpretation. The French song refers to a poor Jean, that's J-E-A-N, but Jean also sounds like G-E-N-S, which is French for people. But no lyrics needed for Les Baxter. The record was at number 5 this week, headed towards a 6-week stay at number 1 for the 34-year-old from Mejia, Texas. 1956 is our spotlight year and things are going well. Unemployment's at 4.2% and the average yearly wage is $5,000. Now, American businessmen were a bit shaken by President Eisenhower's heart attack last September, and they were concerned about his decision to run again for president. But when Ike said yes to a second term, there was a flurry of buying on Wall Street. At the end of the week, the Dow was at an all-time high, and on Monday it would close above 500 for the very first time. Had Eisenhower said no to a second term, it would have hit business hard. And leaders have said so. Many would have cut back on their expansion plans. But Ike's affirmative answer convinced U.S. industry the governmental encouragement of free enterprise would continue. Over the past 3 years, the business climate has improved, and it's responded by producing and selling more goods, hiring more people, paying higher wages and benefits than ever before. That's a little bit about our world, 1956.
Hello, I'm Truman Bradley, speaking for your local Chrysler dealer. And tonight I have a real challenge for you, because we believe that 15 minutes here can change 15 years of car buying habits. And that's especially true if you now drive one of the two major competitive cars in Chrysler's price class. In fact, every day more and more folks just like you are making the big switch to the exciting new 56 Chrysler. Notice how your neighbors look with admiration as you drive out in your new Chrysler. And no wonder. From the rakish flare of its new flight-swept rear fenders, right up to its bold but elegant new front styling, the new Power Style Chrysler emphasizes the forward look of power in motion. Chrysler engineers have adapted the most modern jet plane designs in this new Chrysler. Everywhere people notice you. Well, now you begin to understand some of the reasons why America's most smartly different car is being seen in all the smartest places. But slip behind the wheel of a new Power Style Chrysler and get the whole story for yourself. Just be prepared to make the switch to Chrysler, because I promise you, 15 minutes here can change 15 years of habits. Why not stop in at your Chrysler dealers tomorrow? Take the keys and see what driving pleasure really is.
Push-button driving, power steering, and the flight-swept rear fender. The Chrysler of 1956. Well, let's get back to the countdown, and we resume at number four with the four lads.
I don't want my arms around you, no, not much. I don't bless the day I found you, no, not much. I don't need you like the stars don't need the sky. I won't love you longer than the day I die. You don't please me when you squeeze me, no, not much.
And no, not much. Backed by the Ray Ellis Orchestra at number four this weekend in 1956. That would climb to number two, where it would stay for 4 weeks. Their follow-up to Moments to Remember, which was a six-week runner-up. But it was a million-selling disc for Bernie Taurisch, Jimmy Arnold, Frank Baseri, and Connie Cotterini. Now, as we subtract a number on the countdown from four to three, let's add another singer. That means we've got a quintet. And we've got the Platters.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender, pretending that I'm doing well. My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell. Oh, we I'm the great pretender. Adrift in a world of my own, I play the game, but to my real shame, you've left me to dream all alone. Conceal. Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be, but I'm not. You see, I'm wearing my heart like a crown. You're still around. Too real is this feeling of make-believe. Too real when I feel what my heart can't conceal. Yes, I'm the great pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown. Like a crown, pretending that you're still around.
Still around.
The second big hit for the LA Quintet, The Platters. The Great Pretender at number 3 this weekend in 56, down after a couple of weeks at number 1, and it's in the midst of an 11-week run atop the R&B chart. And the Platters are Tony Williams, David Lynch, Paul Robey, Herb Reed, and Zola Taylor. Well, we talked about television earlier, and with the growth of TV, many thought that radio would just up and disappear. However, radio's growing. About 15 million new radio sets were sold last year. Well, the focus now is more on local programming and disc jockeys and music. But some of the old programs are still running. Soap operas are still very popular in the afternoon. The top 12 shows are all on CBS. Starting in the morning with Arthur Godfrey, Wendy Warren in the News, Helen Trent, Young Dr. Malone, The Guiding Light, then Art Linkletter's House Party at 3, and the kids get the Lone Ranger weekdays at 5:30. Tops on the weekend, the National Farm and Home Hour. In prime time, familiar shows like Counter Spy, Gangbusters, Bing Crosby, Amos and Andy, You Bet Your Life, The Great Gildersleeve, Gunsmoke, Dragnet, Two for the Money, Edgar Bergen, and number 1 is our Miss Brooks.
Oh, good morning, Walter. You're just in time for some breakfast.
Yeah, no, thanks, Miss Brooks. I'm really worried. It's about Harriet Conklin. She's been very cool to me lately. It's this poetry she's been getting.
Poetry? From whom?
Well, that's just the trouble. I don't know who from.
You don't know from whom?
I don't know from nothing.
That was Richard Crenna as Walter, and Eve Arden, of course, as our Miss Brooks. And here's a bonus record from the Billboard charts this weekend in 1956, brand new from Peggy Lee. With accompaniment by the Cy Oliver Orchestra, this is Mr. Wonderful.
Why this feeling? Why this glow? Why the thrill when you say hello? It's a strange and tender magic you do, Mr. Wonderful, that's you. Why this trembling when you speak? Why this joy when you cheek? I must tell you what my heart knows is true, Mr. Wonderful, that's you. And why this longing to spend forever. Much more I could say, but the words keep slipping away, and I'm left with only one point of view, Mr. Wonderful. One more thing, then I'm through, Mr. Wonderful, Mr. Wonderful, Mr.
Peggy Lee and Mr. Wonderful from the upcoming Broadway musical of the same name starring Sammy Davis Jr. But the title track has already been released by 35-year-old Peggy Lee, and the record would go to number 14. We're listening to the memories of March 1956 on today's Seems Like Old Times. We're celebrating St. Patrick's Day on Seems Like Old Times. So, Aaron Gabral, and be sure to wear your green and maybe a little orange, too. Well, we have the Irish melodies today. Celtic Woman starts us off this time.
But when you
said, "That's where I'm longing to stay." Then an immigrant voice said, "That's my land. If you please, sir, I'll show you the way. When you see smiling faces that greet you with the kid meal of fortune astore, when a candle burns bright in the window of the cabin with only one door, when you see the moon rise over Canada, when the sun kisses the sea, then you're on the right road, sir, for heaven, for it's heaven around Galway Bay." In the church on in the moonlight, you might hear a sweet angel voice sing. She's the angel whose heart I might gladden when I give her my old clavier ring. When a lady who smiles so divinely at the sound of the bell stops to pray, just to say to her, "God save you kindly," and to heaven she'll show you the way. When the old-fashioned lady who greets you says, "Come in, sir, you're welcome to stay," then you're on the right road, sir, for it's heaven around Galway Bay, it's heaven around Galway Bay.
That's Foster and Allen, Mick Foster and Tony Allen. It's heaven around Galway Bay. And before that, the outstanding harmonies of Celtic Woman on Danny Boy. Here's a jolly one from Dennis Day. Clancy lowered the boom.
Now Clancy was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean. The cops picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. He was a fighting man, they all knew he was tough. He strutted round the neighborhood a shooting off his guff. He picked a fight with Clancy, then and there he sealed his doom. Before you could shout, "O'Leary, look out!" Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. Clancy left the barber shop with tonic on his hair. He walked into the pool room and he met O'Reilly there. O'Reilly said, "For goodness sakes, now do I smell perfume?" Before you could stack your cue in the rack, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. Mulrooney walked into the bar and ordered up a round. He left his drink to telephone and Clancy drank it down. Mulrooney said, "Who drunk me drink? I lay him in his tomb." Before you could pat the top of your hat, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. O'Houlihan delivered ice to Mrs. Clancy's flat. He'd always linger for a while to talk of this and that. One day he kissed her just as Clancy walked into the room. Before you could say the time of the day, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. The neighbors all turned out for Kate O'Grady's wedding night. McDougal said, let's have some fun, I think I'll start a fight. He wrecked the hall, then kissed the bride and pulverized the groom. Then quick as a wink, before you could think, Clancy lured the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy.
Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lured the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lured the boom.
Sure, it was the most beautiful sight you ever did see when Clancy lured the boom.
That's Dennis Day with a song that he made famous on Jack Benny's radio show, Clancy Lowered the Boom, from 1947. As we're celebrating St. Patty's Day on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today we've gone back 69 years to March of 1956. And now let's do sports. The Winter Olympic Games were in Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy. The Soviet Union made its Winter Games debut and finished first in the medal count. The USA had 7 medals overall, 2 golds, both in figure skating, Tinley Albright and Hayes Jenkins. It's tournament time in college basketball, and San Francisco would be the champions. They defeated Iowa 83-71 behind Bill Russell. They're the first undefeated national champs, and they've won 55 in a row. Louisville beat Dayton for the NIT crown. In the NBA, Philadelphia and Fort Wayne are heading for a championship showdown. The Warriors would down the Pistons in 5 games. Montreal dominated the NHL this year. They'd cruise past Detroit and take the Stanley Cup. And in boxing, former heavyweight champ Johnny Saxton upset current champ Carmen Basilio by playing keep away for 15 rounds and winning a unanimous decision. And that's sports from this weekend in 1956. And we're up to number 2 on the countdown this week, and it's Nelson Riddle. Lisbon Antigua from Nelson Riddle and his orchestra. Survey song number 2 on this day in 1956, moving down after 4 weeks at number 1. And from the literary world, we bid farewell to H.L. Mencken on January 29th. He was 75. 2 days later, British author A.A. Milne, creator of Winnie the Pooh, died at 74. And our favorites this weekend? In fiction, Marjorie Morningstar from Herman Woke, Auntie Mame by Patrick Dennis, and 10 North Frederick by John O'Hara. Nonfiction, Gift from the Sea by Anne Morrow Lindbergh, Why Johnny Can't Read by Rudolph Flesch, and the Better Homes and Gardens diet book. And a sensation for the kids, and grown-ups too, is Eloise, a book written by Kay Thompson, In the 30s, she was a star on radio, and in the 40s was a vocal arranger, coach, and choral director in Hollywood. Now she's living at the Plaza Hotel in New York City, which happens to be where 6-year-old Eloise lives, in the room on the tippy-top floor. The books have been so popular that Kay's made a novelty record.
Everybody's business in New York.
I spend an enormous amount of time in the lobby. I have to see what's going on there.
Who's on the telephone most of the day?
I have to call room service a lot and tell them to charge it, please, and thank you very much.
Who's in and out and up and down and in everybody's way?
That's what Mr. Salamone says, and he ought to know. He's the manager, for Lord's sake.
Who's up at break of day creating a terrible racket in the halls?
Sometimes I take 2 sticks and skitter them along the woodwork.
Who has a lovely way of writing her name in lipstick on the walls?
My mother is 30 and wears a 3.5 shoe.
Who's the little darling who'll drive you out of your head, but you love her just the same?
After all, I'm only 6.
Who's the little girl who's only good when she's in bed? Eloise is her name.
That's me, Eloise.
Eloise.
Wears tissue paper in her dress, and you can hear it.
Eloise, what are you doing?
Here's the thing of it. I have to open that window wider because there's this pigeon who keeps hanging around out there, and I'm going to squonk him in his head.
Eloise, what are you doing? Come in off that ledge, my dear, and close the windows at once before we all freeze.
Well, Nanny, actually, I am rather tired.
Good night, my dear.
Good night, Nanny.
Good night, Eloise.
Eloise.
Oh, my Lord. There's so much to do. Tomorrow, I think I'll pour a pitcher of water down the mail chute.
Eloise.
That's me. Eloise.
That's Kay Thompson and Eloise. A record inspired by the popularity of the book of the same name. And it got to number 39 on the charts here in March of 1956. Also today, we're playing Irish songs with St. Patrick's Day coming up this week. A few minutes ago, we had Celtic Woman. Here, the Irish tenors.
Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low. A simple little ditty in our good old Irish way, and I'd give the world if she would sing that song to me this
Tura-lura-lural. Those are the Irish Tenors. That was from their 1999 concert, The Irish Tenors, live in Dublin, with the original lineup, Anthony Kearns, Ronan Tynan, and John McDermott. Well, now it's time to turn on the Performing Now spotlight and feature a current-day artist who continues the tradition of the great songs. This is one of our favorite ladies of the modern day. It's Melody Gardot.
If you love me, let me know. Tell my heart which way to go. Come in close, but come in slowly now. If you love me, let me know. Other hearts may fly away, but my hope is that you'll stay. We're two weary hearts aglow now. If you love me, let me know. Once the moon should take a bow, maybe you'll find the words to say. Still, I've often thought that words would only get into your way. So if you love me, let me know. Tell my heart which way to go. Come in close, but come in slowly now. If you love me, let me know. Take a bow, maybe you'll find the words to say. Still, I've often thought that words would only get into your way. So if you love me, let me know. Tell my heart which way to go. Come in close, but come in slowly now. If you love me, let me know. If you love me, let me know. If you love me, let me know.
Born in New Jersey, grew up in Philadelphia, Melody Gardot. If you love me. She was accompanied by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and that was from her 2020 album, Sunset in Blue. Melody Gardot performing now on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. And before we get out of here, let me remind you about the website, oldtimesradio.com. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. One more Irish song for our St. Patrick's Day celebration today. It's by Katie McMahon.
May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face now. May the rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, and until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. May God hold you in the palm of his hand. Children and their descendants, be the ones to find a lasting peace. May their hopes and dreams become united. May the past be left for those who hate. And until we meet again, and until we meet again, a stand. May love and trust find a way to make a stand. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be at your back. Sunshine warm upon your face. May the rains fall soft upon your fields. May this world and all its wonders be a home to all humanity. May the people find a common purpose. May we help one another to survive. And until we meet again, and until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. May God hold you in the palm of his hand.
Until we meet again, an Irish blessing. That's Katie McMahon, Dublin born and bred. But while touring with the Riverdance group, she met an American man and married him and now lives in Minnesota. We've been celebrating St. Patrick's Day on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one record in the USA this weekend in 1956. And one of the top news stories of the day, racial strife in Alabama. But first we have to go back 4 years ago to 1952, when two black women, Authorin Lucy and Polly Ann Myers, decided to attend the University of Alabama as grad students. Knowing that getting into the school would be difficult due to the university's admission policies, they approached the NAACP for help. In June of 55, the group got a court order preventing the university from rejecting their admission applications based on race, and the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the decision in October. 2 days later, the court amended that order to apply to all black students seeking admission to the school. Lucy was allowed to register, but Myers, who had since married, was rejected on the grounds of her conduct and marital record. But finally, February 3rd, Lucy enrolled as a grad student in library science. On the third day of classes, Lucy faced mobs of students, townspeople, and even groups from out of state. That evening, Lucy was suspended from the university for her safety and that of other students. Lucy and her attorneys filed suit against the school, but were unsuccessful. The school then used that suit as justification for her permanent expulsion. As a coda to this story, the University of Alabama finally overturned her expulsion in 1980, and in 1992, Authorin Lucy earned her master's degree in elementary education. Authorin Lucy, one of the names from March of 1956. And the name at the top of the Billboard music chart this week is Kay Starr. She's got the number one record in the land with the Rock and Roll Waltz.
One night I was late, came home from a date, slipped out of my shoes at the door. Then from the front room, I heard a jump tune. I looked in, and here's what I saw. There wonderful scene. Mom was dancing with Dad to my record machine. And while they danced, only one thing was wrong. They were trying to waltz to a rock and roll song. A one, two, and then rock. One, two, and then roll. They did the rock and roll waltz. Rock, two, three, roll, two, three. It looks so cute to me. I love the rock and roll waltz. One, two, and then rock. One, two, and then roll. One, two, and then jump. It's good for your soul. It's old, but it's new. Let's do the rock and roll waltz. There in the night was a wonderful scene. Mom was dancing with Dad to my record machine. And while they danced, only one thing was wrong. They were trying to waltz to a rock and roll song. One, two, and then rock.
And Roll Waltz. That's the first big hit for K-Star since she's left Capitol Records for RCA, and a song that she really wasn't comfortable with. When she was approached about doing the song, she laughed at him. She thought the lyrics were like a nursery rhyme, and she had trouble singing it. And also, the song was from the viewpoint of a teenager. K's now 33. But she went ahead and made the record, and what a hit it's become. Accompanied by the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra, it's a million seller, and her second chart topper, spending 6 weeks at number one, including this weekend in 1956. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We're all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.